Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace, Angela Yee. Hey, it's Friday!
Now, DJ Envy's not here this morning.
I mean, he's kind of here in spirit, but he's not, like, here.
How's he here in spirit?
He's here in spirit because you're going to hear his mix later.
Oh, okay, so... Might just won't let that Yee mix happen, huh?
Yeah, might hit him on a couple interviews, you know? But overall, he's not here. How are you feeling on this fine Friday, Yee?
Today's a little iffy for me.
Why? You paranoid?
No.
What?
Well, I was out really late last night. Shout out to everybody at Engine Room Audio. I hosted their holiday party.
Okay. Drop on the clues bombs from Engine Room Audio.
That's where we actually record lip service.
A lot of great podcasts come out of there.
So I saw a lot of people there last night.
Uh-huh.
And my guy Scotty, he's one of the owners. And then I went to the Def Jam holiday party where I did see Envy and Gia.
Oh, that's why Envy not here this morning.
Right. So we have that. And it's like 2 degrees outside.
I got invited to the Def Jam party, but you know I don't go to those type of things.
You look nice today.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a ski mask right now.
Now, for people who don't know what a ski mask is.
Oh, you've never been robbed. Okay. But New York is like 2 degrees. Listen, New York is one of those places like, I grew up in South Carolina, so like a lot of things that you would see people wear in the winter, you thought they just had it because they were being bougie, like fur coats or gloves or like ski mask or scarves. You'd be like, man, you don't really need all that. Okay, move your ass to New York and then you can't feel your testicles for 3 days because it's 2 degrees. This is that testicles go right up in your body weather. Like, they just, like, they, like, shrivel up like raisins. You don't even realize they're there.
I hate when that happens.
Man. Anyway.
Yeah, so it is actually, yesterday I felt like, am I about to get frostbite because my hands were so cold?
Gotta go buy some gloves.
You know what? I have gloves at home somewhere.
Go buy some gloves. That's all. I need some right now.
I'd rather just put my hand up in my coat.
Yeah, that's what you got pockets for.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I'm looking at my hands now. I feel like I need lotion. Don't even matter. As soon as you hit that freaking cold, your skin turns a pale white. Today we have Gucci Mane on the show. Drop on the clues bombs for Gucci Mane. Not only Gucci Mane, we have the Lox.
The
Lox.
And both of these artists have albums out today. The Lox,
yes,
and Gucci Mane have albums available today.
Drop on the clues bombs for the Lox, Jadakiss.
So happy holidays
Styles
to you.
Styles P, Chic Looch.
And we have another holiday present for you in Front Page News. We're going to talk about Dylan Roof.
Oh, I forgot about that. No, I didn't. Not really, but kind of, sort of. Okay? It's the world's most dangerous morning show. Front Page News is up next today. Now, let's start Front Page News. In sports last night, Seattle beat the LA Rams 24-3. And something that made my heart flutter yesterday, made me feel with so much joy, even though I knew this was going to happen. Dylan Roof got convicted, G?
Yes, he did get convicted.
Drop on the clues bomb for Dylan Roof being convicted, damn it.
Now, Dylan Roof was the one that fired 70 rounds in the church. And here's the issue now. Is he going to get the death penalty? They're going to decide that on... that part of the trial is expected to start Tuesday, January 3rd, which is my birthday, by the way. He did say that he wants to represent himself in that part of the case.
I mean, regardless of what happens, it's over for Dylan Roof, okay?
Right.
Either he's going to be in jail forever, or he's going to get death row, which means he'll be in jail forever, and then they'll kill him, okay? Period.
And he didn't actually take the stand, but he has admitted to these killings. And so for people who say, oh, racism's no big deal, so on and so forth, here is proof that someone just killed, went in a church in Charleston and killed somebody just because of the color of their skin.
Listen, salute to the 843.
Killed people.
Charleston, South Carolina, my birthplace. We are definitely having that fish fry, okay? Immediately when this happened, everybody started texting my phone and hitting me up on social media. So when's the fish fry? We having the fish fry. Putting it up, putting it together for next month. Somebody asked me yesterday, should we wait till it's warm? I'm like, we can do it twice. You know what I mean? We can do it twice. Dylan ain't going nowhere. You do it next month, all right? Maybe Martin Luther King weekend or something. You put it together now.
All right. Also, in some sad news, Craig Sager has passed away. The longtime Turner Sports sideline reporter. Everybody knows him for his colorful wardrobe. He was battling acute myeloid leukemia.
I thought it was leukemia.
Yeah.
I just say leukemia.
Okay, leukemia.
There's different brands of leukemia?
There's different types of leukemia, yes. All right.
F cancer, period. All of it. I don't like that brand at all.
He knew that he didn't have long to live, and here he is giving a speech.
When doctors tell you, you have 3 weeks to live. You try to live a lifetime of moments in 3 weeks, or just say, the hell with 3 weeks. Time is something that cannot be bought. It cannot be wagered with God, and it is not in endless supply. Time is simply how you live your life. To those of you out there who are suffering from cancer, facing adversity, I want you to know that your will to live and to fight cancer can make all the difference in the world. I see the beauty in others, and I see the hope for tomorrow. If we don't have hope and faith, we have nothing. I will live my life full of love and full of fun. It's the only way I know how.
Drop on the clues bombs for Craig Sager. God bless Craig Sager.
That's he was diagnosed actually 2 years ago. Mm. So he knew this was coming.
I can't wait to see what they bury him in.
What kind of outfit?
What? His suit gotta be.
He probably got something ready, especially because he knew he was about to pass.
You're right.
You know, soon. Ooh. So I'm sure he done picked something out.
Probably got something made.
Now, the Turner president, David Levy, said in a statement, Craig Sager was a beloved member of the Turner family for more than 3 decades, and he has been a true inspiration to all of us. There will never be another Craig Sager. His incredible talent, tireless work ethic, and commitment to his craft took him all over the world covering sports. So at least he got to live his life doing something that he loved.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I would want to know how much time I got to live left. Like, don't tell me. Like, don't tell me I got 3 weeks. Don't tell me I got 2 weeks. First of all, I'm too indecisive. I go to a fast food restaurant and be sitting there in the drive-thru for 15 minutes just trying to figure out what I want, changing my plans, changing my meal over and over. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to know that type
of
stuff.
You see, you're that type of person. I'm the type of person that orders the same thing every time I go because I know it's good and I know what I like.
Damn. Yeah. Don't tell me how much time I got to live. Just let me thug it out. I got life insurance. You'll be all right.
So our condolences to his wife and family and friends. All right. Well, yeah. I'm Angela Yee. That is your front page news.
All right. Up next, tell them why you're mad. Call us. Reach out and touch us. 1-800-585-1051. Tell us why you're pissed off this morning. Is your herpes flaring up? Huh? Did you wake up this morning and realize that you only got a week until Christmas and you still ain't got the money that you need to get the proper presents? Huh?
Is today National Ugly Sweater Day?
Is it?
Let me check this
out. Ain't nobody tell me. I would have had on my Breakfast Club ugly sweater. On my dead ass Santa.
Oh, it definitely is.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Why you ain't telling me these things? We got sweaters in
there. I just found out.
All right, we do a wardrobe change. We got some sweaters in the back. Tell them why you mad is up next. It's the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
See me for once. Y'all never come to me.
Hey yo, good morning. This is the mad rap. I'ma tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hey, yeah, man. I'm mad because the police almost just hit me last when they just went past me.
They must have been running to the scene of a crime,
wait,
sir.
Wait, the police hit you?
No, actually, I'm mad because y'all got that little goofy laughing kid in the background, man. Body Count Records in the building. What's up, man?
Who's the goofy laughing kid? You talking about M-Eazy?
M-Eazy. Yeah, man, why he keep laughing at everything?
You know why? You just said he was goofy.
Oh, my God. What's up, Yee? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man. How your voice turned into the Quiet Storm so fast?
Yo, y'all know Jay Black Ain't No Love video coming to the World Star next week, right?
Yo, you know we don't give a damn, right?
You know, I know you don't, Crocodile Ball D. What's up?
Oh, I hope your man Jay Black got better balls than that trash you just spit.
Yeah, you finally got rid of the raccoon eyes, I see, my dude. What's up?
Hey, listen.
My dude.
What's your girlfriend want for Christmas? Tell her.
You watered down, knocked off Boris chest butt. 187.5 FM out.
187.5? What the hell is he talking about?
That got crazy.
Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because there's a lot of girls out here that strip and they always broke. How you go to work 7 days a week and you can't pay your rent and you living in a hotel?
I agree with you. If you showing your body every day for a living, you getting naked and you ain't got no money for rent, shame on you.
Well, now, isn't staying in a hotel more expensive than paying rent?
Yes, I think it is. But, I mean, that, you know, there's a lot of girls out here. There's a lot of girls out here that don't know how to count and keep their figures up.
I'm going to be honest with you. New strippers are like new crackheads to me. Like, you know how, like, you see a new crackhead and you be like, damn, why do you smoke crack in 2016, 2017? Like, why are you just becoming a stripper in 2016? Like, that ship has sailed, ma.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah, I hear y'all. Strippers, y'all need to save y'all money and invest. Just stop spending it thinking you're going to get it tomorrow.
Now, hold on. It ain't just strippers that don't have money to pay their rent. It's everybody, so...
Yeah, but
there's a lot of people who go to work every day and still don't got it like that.
Yeah, but they ain't getting naked.
I guarantee if males could do what females do on a stripper basis, we wouldn't be broke.
Y'all
like
can.
Them.
And let me tell you something. Male strippers are very talented. I've been to quite a few male review shows.
Male strippers are gay.
Well, that
tell them why you mad.
That's rude.
What's up, man? I'm mad because I'm here with my four-year-old, and she keep whining. I told her I'm going to put on the radio. She keep making noise.
Put her on.
Yeah, say hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Hi. Why are you whining?
Because mommy and daddy make me sad.
Why they make you sad? They always fighting in the house?
No.
Daddy keep beating up
said,
on mommy?
No. Stop it.
No, you gotta be good.
Why is she sad?
She mad because she got to get up early. She went to bed late.
Why she gotta get up early? It's four. She four. She gotta go to school.
Yeah, she going to school. We gotta go to work.
Oh, okay. I feel you.
All right. Well, I felt the same way this morning, so it's fine. I was whining all morning.
Why you had her staying up late, bro? She four.
She stayed up late. She in her bed watching TV, turning the TV on, speaking,
drinking grape soda.
She'll be all right.
All right, bro.
Bye.
Oh, that's so cute. She didn't want to
tell
get
them why
up.
You mad.
I'm mad because I got a program that no brokers and landlords want, and I got a dog. I've been sleeping in my car since September with my dog because I refused to kill him. That's why I'm mad.
Oh,
this
wow.
Program,
whoa.
Nobody wants it.
One at a time.
I'm so confused.
Why you been sleeping in the car with your dog, and why they want to kill your dog?
If I give my dog up, they're going to kill him, and I refuse to because I'm an animal lover.
What kind of dog you got? Let's unpack this. Why are you so in love with your dog?
Because I've had him for 6 years and I live alone.
You live in your car alone?
Okay, so you
can't...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I won't kill my dog. I won't take him to the ASPCA. He's a mastiff. He's almost my height, and they'll kill him.
So why can't you go home?
I can't take him where I live because he's not as an emotional dog.
So you letting your dog make you homeless?
It's crazy.
I guess so. I won't kill him.
Why don't you get someplace else to live that will let your dog live there?
Or give him away.
I got a program called SHEP.
What the
locals and landlords don't want it.
What is your program? What are you talking about?
Oh, this is for
a program.
Okay, I got you.
It's a program that they give out for you to move somewhere, and they'll pay $1,213 if you find somewhere to live. But they're giving this program out that nobody wants.
Okay, but you did find some place that accepts it. The only thing is they don't accept your dog, so you would rather...
No, they won't accept the program. It's not even about the dog.
So you don't have a place to live.
I got a place to go, but I can't bring my dog, and I'm not going to give him up.
Boy, you know what, man? I need my people to have as much loyalty to me as you got to your damn dog. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yo, I won't kill my dog, and I won't give him up. I've had him. I live alone, and this is my comfort and my support. I'm not going to give my dog up. He's my height on his back legs. They're going to kill him. He's 125 pounds.
Why don't you just get a boyfriend, huh?
Nah, I feel you, though. Dogs are very special. I don't know that I would be homeless because of it.
That dog gonna be fine. That dog can go weeks without washing his private parts. But you need to wash yours. You better find you a place to stay. Just tell him why you mad. We do that every morning at 6 a.m.
That was crazy.
That depressed me. I need to drink my green juice now. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Season the game for 2016. Hottest rappers for 2016, whatever you want to call them. We revealed 10 through 7 thus far. 10 is 21 Savage. 9
Spoiler
is...
Spoiler alert, number 1 is... No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that.
9 is Lil Uzi Vert. 8 is Kendrick Lamar. 7 is YG. And we reveal 6 through 1 tonight at 11 p.m. on MTV2 Hottest MC. So please, get ready to tweet me how we don't know anything about hip-hop and we all just a bunch of old heads ranking all the young artists and that your favorite rapper should have been on there who's probably your cousin that nobody's ever heard of. So get ready to tweet me and go crazy tonight, okay?
All right. Well, I'm excited that I'm going to get out of this cold today. I'm going to Atlanta today.
It's not cold in Atlanta?
Not cold like it is here. I don't need a ski mask like you have on today.
I got this ski mask on for a variety of reasons.
Variety.
Okay? It's a lot of people's last day in this building, so it's a lot of nice little presents laying around here. All right? I'm about to steal back from everybody the way they've been stealing from us all year long. Okay? How many things you got stolen out your studio this year, Yee?
This year, not so much because I learned my lesson from previous years when people stole, so
gotcha.
I didn't leave anything in here. So that's why, but in previous years, I did have a camcorder stolen. I mean, the only thing they take from me now is liquor. I'll leave some liquor here if they want to come in and have a drink.
Well, I'm getting my get back.
I actually have a bottle of Hennessy in here, so that anyone drinks it will have water and food and food coloring.
Do y'all have that problem at y'all job? Do people steal at y'all job? I'm going to tell you who is the most stealing person in the world. Anybody around DJ Self. DJ Self from Love & Hip Hop works here in New York with us at Power 105.1, and everybody around him is from Brooklyn, and they all steal. And he's African. He Nigerian? Lord have mercy. He's a scammer. He's a credit
Don't
card
spread
scammer.
Don't you spread these false narratives.
This is not a false narrative. It's not false if it's true. It's not a stereotype if it's true. DJ Self is a credit card scammer, and everybody around him is a thief. Brooklyn
That's not
for
true.
Real. I'm telling you, old 1990s Brooklyn-ass mentality Negroes.
Oh, God.
Now,
all right.
Speaking of criminals, Gucci Mane will be here next hour.
Yes, and we got the rumors coming up. And yes. We'll talk about something that Soulja Boy did. I saw everybody wanted you to make him Donkey of the Day today.
I still am.
Okay, perfect.
I knew this was going to happen to him. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Dangerous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne
yes.
Tha God, Angela Yee. Envy is not here today.
He was at the party last night, though.
He was at the party last night? Well, it's the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
You can F off during the holiday season. Now, we got the rumor report coming up. I don't know what Angela Yee's talking
Soulja
about.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
Oh, that clown.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Woo, well, Soulja Boy ended up getting arrested yesterday.
Dropping the clues bombs for karma and justice.
At his home, according to authorities, they responded to that house, and he was arrested for a probation violation.
Please tell him what the probation violation was, G.
All right, well, we heard all the things that he's been doing lately. We've seen him online with the guns and everything. Like, check out this voicemail he left for Quavo.
Pick up the phone, ass. I know you ain't changed your number that quick. Two pistols on my hip like Max Payne.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
I'm gonna leave a voicemail.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Quavo, you a bitch, nigga. What wrong with you, nigga? I text you the address, nigga. I thought we were gonna do the one-on-one fight for Worldstar, nigga. You talking all that tough shit, now you wanna pick up the phone, nigga. Pick up the phone, Quavo.
Well, he's not allowed to have guns in his possession at all. And we keep seeing him online with guns. I had no idea.
All these digital death threats you making. Remember he tweeted me one day and he was like, man, everything I do legal, my gun's legal. No, they not if you're on probation. If you're on probation, you ain't supposed to be around no pistols, you jackass.
Well, officials said they did recover a firearm at his home.
Of course they did.
And neighbors are saying that he's been living there for just a few months, but since he's moved in, there have been constant problems. They want him out of the neighborhood. One neighbor who did not want to be identified said, we're just all really scared for our children and our families. We hope that police can do something about this.
All that thumb thugging, all that broadband blooding, that cyber cripping. Nobody got time for that. You know what? Last weekend when I was in L.A. at the Remy Martin producers event.
Oh, he was there too, right?
Soulja Boy came in. And his manager, Theo, he was like, yo, you know, Soulja want to holler at you. You want to come on The Breakfast Club? And I'm like, ooh. Nope. My life is going too good to be around.
I thought we wanted him on The Breakfast Club.
I mean, he can come to The Breakfast Club, but I ain't got no business talking to you in the street. What business we got talking to each other in the club? What I look like talking to Soulja Boy in the club? Big grown-ass man talking to this boy who be online making all these digital
A lot
death
of grown
threats.
Men have sat down with Soulja Boy, 50 Cent.
I ain't got time.
You know, most recently.
I ain't got time. We ain't talking on a Breakfast Club interview. I ain't got time. We ain't got nothing to talk about, okay? I told you that karma was going to bite you in the ass. Karma has bit you in the ass. And let this be a lesson to all you thumbs
up. Now, hold on.
There.
You're the same person who feels like it is necessary to keep these lines of communication open with all kinds of people.
This is the line of communication right here. I'm talking through the microphone, telling his dumb ass that he was going to end up in jail or end up shooting himself. And it happened. This is the line of communication. He can hear me. You can hear me, right? You can hear me the way we can see you on Instagram. Soulja.
All right, well, that's it. Violating his probation, he's being held without bail.
I hope he get at least a year.
As of now. Oh, don't say that.
Nice year in prison will smooth him right out. He young. That year in prison will get him right where he need to be. He'll be back focused after a nice year in jail.
All right, now, Yo Gotti has signed with Roc Nation. I don't know if you guys saw that official announcement. He was on the Formation Tour all summer. He was with Jay-Z everywhere. Now he's officially part of Roc Nation, and he just put out his first song with the label. His album is coming out December 23rd, and he put out the song Castro off of his forthcoming mixtape. And Mel Carter actually was his manager. His manager just recently passed away, so he did also post a picture of him recently, and he said, I got it from here.
Drop on the clues bombs for Yo Gotti. Good dude right there. Been grinding for a long time.
Right, and Roc Nation.
Deserves everything he gets.
That was a question Envy asked yesterday. Is Yo Gotti signed to Roc Nation? But it's a new development.
Yo Gotti, I mean, Envy be running his mouth. He be knowing things, and he don't know whether he supposed to keep it a secret or not.
Well, you know what it was? It's because they posted the picture with Jay-Z and Yo Gotti and everybody, a lot of hoopla about it. So I guess it's been a long time coming. Okay. All right, Kid Cudi finally put out his album.
Okay.
Passion, Pain, and Demon Slaying. So he's been teasing this album, and it was a double disc. It was supposed to come out in September. It was delayed. There were sample clearances. Then he went to rehab, and now his album is finally out. So if you guys, Kid Cudi fans, I actually like Kid Cudi's music.
I get the Kid Cudi's album one day on vacation. I'm listening to nothing but the locks this weekend, okay? It's big coat weather. It's sharp knife weather. It's Tim Boots weather. I'm listening to the locks all weekend.
Well, you know, he has a song with Andre 3000 on there.
Don't depress me. It's Why? Not depressing, is it?
No.
Okay.
All right, so we have a little snippet for you.
When internally have faith in the choices you made, it's all by design. Go with it. Come on, don't fuck up the feng shui.
Oh, that sounds groovy.
I like it. That's what I'm saying. Kid Cudi be grooving.
Dropping the Clues Bonds with Kid Cudi. That sounds groovy. I'm not listening to that right now. Listen to that when I'm on vacation somewhere.
Well,
warm.
You are pretty much on vacation.
Well, yeah, but when I leave in a week or so and it's someplace warm, I'll listen to that. Right now, I'm listening to The Lox.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
The Lox album is out now, Filthy America. They'll be here in about an hour. But we got Gucci Man.
Gucci.
Coming in a few moments, okay? So don't go anywhere. It's the world's most dangerous moment.
Charlamagne the God, we are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Very special.
Still top three scariest people in hip-hop. Gooch.
Gucci Mane. Yeah.
We were like, when is he coming to see us?
Hey, what's happening? How y'all doing?
We was willing to come to see you. We was like, yo, we gotta talk to Gucci. We tried to work it out, but there was some behind-the-scenes issues, I guess.
Well, I'm here now.
Yeah.
Gucci look good, man.
You look good, my brother. I'm not. You look good.
Man. Happy for you, Gucci.
What did you think the first time you heard you got cloned?
At first, I thought it was a joke, but then when it started building, I just, you know.
Wrote a song about
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Well, congratulations. You just recently got. Did you get married or just engaged?
No,
you
got engaged.
You got engaged.
They set the date, 10/17.
Oh, congratulations,
Thank
man.
You. Appreciate that.
What made you ask the question during the game? When did you know it was time?
Well, I was planning to give my brother a watch. It was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one who they thought was a random fan. But, you know, my fiance, she was helping me just, you know, hide him and put him in a box so he wouldn't really know what was going on. So I just thought about it. I had the ring for like a week before that. So I'm like, I'm a trick her because she was so hyped up about, you know, we're going to surprise him. He ain't going to know what happened. So at the spur of the moment, I'm like, you know, I just gave it to her.
Now, is it true when you got locked up, you gave her some money and said, flip this, and she was able to flip it to like astronomical amounts?
Well, you know, I had to get the money to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I trusted her.
That's a big deal.
Is that one of the reasons you know she the one to be with for the rest of your life?
Well, she's just a beautiful person inside and out. You know what I'm saying? She understand me. You know, you go through stuff. After you go through something with somebody,
right,
y'all build a bond. You know what I'm saying? Over years, you know, the person that she is, I respect. I got so much respect for her. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So.
And you guys were dating for a long time before that, kind of off and on.
Yeah, we had our ups and downs, but we met like in 2010.
Mm-hmm. So is she willing to, because we always talk about this, just forget all the mistakes that you made and never bring it up, or does that stuff still come up? Like, I know you better not be in.
You got to ask her that. I don't know.
She don't bother you like about old stuff. You know how as women we bring stuff up from the past and be like, well, that's why back in, you know, five years ago.
We don't, if you keep looking back, you're going to trip going forward. You know what I'm saying? So. We ain't just worry about the past. We just focus on the present.
Oh, I'm using that one.
Now, I saw you at SantaCon.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one, right?
Now, what was the epiphany that made you say in order to change your life, you got to change your lifestyle? Because it's clearly a lifestyle change.
You know, I don't know. I went to jail and now I done went to prison. I guess prison was the last straw, you know. I had been in jail.
But you had been there a few times.
I had been to jail. I had never been to prison.
Oh, gotcha.
And then, you know, when I do go to prison, they send me to this, you know, maximum security prison, federal prison. And that ain't the life you want to live. That ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing that with my own eyes, it was like, you know, I'm ready to change my whole life. I never want to come back here.
Because
It was serious.
So it was a diet first, or did you start working out first?
Nah, it was the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was facing them 35 years, and they said, you know, I felt like the day that they said, okay, we going to give you 3 years, that was the time where I was like, I appreciate that. I can manage that. Let me change everything because it was over with. That was going to give me the time. There wasn't going to be no career. There wasn't going to be no, you know what I'm saying? My life would have been totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was the epiphany right there when the judge said, hey, listen, we're going to give you something you can manage.
What was the conversation like with a lot of these artists? Because before you went in, there was a point, it seemed like you was going at every artist. Like, you just didn't care. You, at anybody who mentioned
you.
We
didn't know if your Twitter was hacked.
Your Twitter was hacked, yeah, during that time. Did you have conversations with those artists when you got out, or was it just like, nah, let's forget it, that was old Gucci?
Like, some people who I didn't have a chance, you know, when I first got out, of course, I was on house arrest for 3 months, so I couldn't really see nobody. It was just like, go to a show in Atlanta and come back home. Or do a video shoot and come back home. So if I see somebody that I feel like I did something wrong to or said something wrong, I can't wait to see them and tell them, hey, listen, what I said about you was wrong. Mm. Like when I seen Monica, I couldn't wait to tell Monica, hey, listen, that was wrong. You didn't deserve that. When I seen Ross, hey, I apologize for what I said about you because you ain't did nothing but go out your way to help me from right. the day we met. So all those people, they deserve to hear that because I was wrong. But a lot of situations, them people ain't gonna say nothing to because a lot of it, you know, so I wasn't wrong.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, if I felt like I wronged you, then I'll tell you, I'm man enough to say that. But some people had that coming.
You feel like prison saved your life in a lot of ways? Because it seemed like you really wasn't giving a, like you was fighting in the mall.
I think it did. I think it saved my life and it saved somebody else's life because somebody was gonna get it. I felt like I was gonna hurt somebody. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That was the whole thing. I just was so mad. Somebody was going to get it. It didn't matter who it was. Somebody was going to get it.
You know what's so crazy, man? A lot of rappers say stuff like that. When Gucci said, I believe it. Like, I know, absolutely.
I believe it, too. Are you ever surprised the influence you have on this industry? I mean, so many artists from...
You don't get enough credit for
Migos.
Your ear.
Yeah.
Young Thug.
Young Thug, the Migos, Mike Will, Zaytoven.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all by my influence. I really feel like, you know, I should have that influence. I feel like all these young artists, they young and they look up to me. It's like, before you get in the industry, you have so much admiration for all these different people. And then when you meet them, it's like, everybody want to meet Santa Claus. Then you meet him, and he's drunk. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? He ain't the Santa you thought he was. That's how I be with a lot of artists. You like, damn, I want to meet such and such. I love him. Then you meet him like, damn, he weak as hell. Or, damn, he fake as hell. With Gucci, you meet me, you like, damn, he real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People don't even know that they get that, they can see it. You know what I'm saying? So young people, they ain't really got no tolerance for all that faking.
We always talk about how you have a really great ear for music as far as other artists too. And knowing early before everybody else that somebody has great potential. Because a lot of people sign artists, but nothing might happen with them. But it seems like a lot of artists you put on really have gone to that next level.
Flocka, OJ the Juice, man.
That come from just not being no hater. Mm-hmm. Everybody know what's hot. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of artists, I always felt that a lot of artists, they don't want to help nobody because they don't want them to get bigger than them. Mm. It's true. Me, I never been like that. I don't have that problem. I hear somebody, I never even know them. I be like, damn, that shit was hard. Who made that beat? Somebody can play something. I'm like, yeah, that was hard. Or I be like, or I might say it's whack. You know what I'm saying? But and then I be like, I'm open to work with somebody who talented, who hard. If it sound good, I want to work with you. You know what I'm saying? You bring something to the table. That's the only thing you got to bring to the table is it sound good to me.
I always wondered why you ain't never signed none of those dudes. Or like, why you ain't never signed Thug early on, or signed Mike Will early on, or even Nicki Minaj.
French Montana, yeah.
Well, I did sign Thug. So that's one artist.
Amigos.
Oh,
you did sign Thug. Okay.
Yeah, but when I was going away, I couldn't help Thug, so I sold all my rights to Thug to 300. So, you know what I'm saying, to help him because, you know, I felt like Todd had started 300 with Lior, and I felt like he would be in good hands with Todd and Lior. So I called him and told him, listen, this is what I'm going to do. These people right here really want to work with you. They're going to help you. You're going to make a bunch of money. You're going to have your own record label. This is what you need to do. Mm. And I'm doing this because I care about you. You're my partner.
Right.
And when I explained that to him, he understood. I ain't just do it. You know what I'm saying? I said, I can't help you. I'm away. But you got your stuff going. I respect that. I'm proud of you. And that's why I stepped away let him do his thing.
Why not Mike Will?
When I met Mike Will, he was 17 years old. It wasn't time to sign him. Right. I just wanted to help him. Mm-hmm. The reason I never signed OJ, because that was my partner. I should have signed OJ because he needed me to help him. But that was my partner. We came up, you know what I'm saying, trapping out of cars and standing at the store and picking up cans since we were little boys. It went all about, I don't care about that. If I make a little something working with them, I put it on top of all that I already got. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to sign everybody. I like working with people. I like collaborating. And like you said, a lot of people, I didn't kind of like, you know, burn me or, you know, not pay homage or didn't appreciate it. But I'm going to still open my door and help other people because I like doing it.
Where the hell is OJ at now?
OJ, I don't know. He's doing his shows and, you know what I'm saying? He's still making music and doing his thing.
Right. What about Waka Flocka? Like, are you guys still cool? Because y'all were brothers. Like, wrestle each other, fight each other, and brothers.
I ain't talked to Waka over 3 years, so... We just don't talk no more. We just went our separate ways.
Mm-hmm. When he was up here though, he said he loved seeing you look good. You know what I'm saying?
As you know what I'm saying? I'm happy for him. I wish him nothing but success. I wish him well, but the door closed for me. Just if I ain't talked to you in 3 years, ain't no need us to ever talk.
Right.
All right, we got more with Gucci Mane in the building, so don't go anywhere. And of course, we're going to do a Gucci mini mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You were one of the first artists to stay independent for a long time. Like, you seen the vision before a lot of artists did. Mm-hmm. Do you encourage artists to stay independent, or do you say, you know, sign to a major?
Like somebody like a 21.
Right.
I feel like I would be telling people that it's whatever situation, you know what I'm saying, benefits you. Just weigh it out. Weigh out. Every scenario ain't the same. Like, with me, it made sense to be independent at first. But then at the same time, I went back. Like, when I first came in the game, before I even did an independent deal, I had met Todd before. Mm-hmm. He offered me a huge deal. He was like, you know, I give you a blank check. You write what you want in it. I want to be a part of what you got going. And I didn't even call back. I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. Right. You know what I'm saying? But years later, we came back and we did a partnership. So it's like, it's the timing. You know what I'm saying? It's what you bring to the table. If you ain't got no money to bring to the table, you might do need to. If signing with somebody going to get your music heard and make your revenue go up, then that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But if you got something that you're ready, if you want to invest and you want to take that risk, but you got to realize it's a gamble.
Like when you used to put out albums, it always seemed like the mixtapes were harder than the albums. Was that because of the label trying to do too much?
A lot of times I wasn't approaching it right. When I get to an album, I get stiff and I get rigid. And I kind of, you know what I'm saying? Instead, when I do a mixtape, I'm just free spirit. I'm just recording. I'm recording. I'm working with my team. That's what people want to hear. That's what they love about me. Then they'd be like, okay, you got to put an album out in 3-4 months from now. Then I'd be like, okay, well, let's go. Now I go have these sessions with these people who are super talented, but we don't got no chemistry. Mm-hmm. Then we sit in there. Mm-hmm. It's already paid for. You get there, and then, you know, it's like you got two shots at it. You make two songs, and you pick one, and you use both of them. It might be a hit. It might be a miss. But me and Zay been in the studio for 3 months. We done made 50 songs. 3 of these songs going to be something. Me and Drummer Boy been in the studio for a month straight. Why didn't I pick from that and just build from that? My whole thought process was just weird back then when it came to trying to make a real album.
People can ask me, what's your favorite Gucci album? I'm like, I wonder if I got a favorite Gucci album. I can name mixtapes. Like Writings on the Wall with The Holiday. Mm-hmm. That was hard.
That was super hard.
The joint with I'm a hood rich nigga, I ain't never had I really ain't That was, like, those are just dope records to me.
Yeah. Yep. Some of my hardest stuff is my mixtape stuff.
Now, Ray Sherman, did you see that record going to be as big as it was when they called you and asked you to do it? But
They waited on you.
I didn't know how big it was going to be, but I knew it was a hit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I did not know it was going to be so huge, but I was like, damn, this hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they sent another record that Mike Will ain't drop yet that's going to be on his ransom. Mm-hmm. Super hard. So I did both of them the same day.
And you got a song with Chris Brown about to come out, too, on Chris Brown's album.
It comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You don't do the mannequin challenge, Ray.
I did at the house game.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah, performing at halftime.
All right, I see a lot of artists coming forward and being really honest about, like, things that they've been struggling with, like depression, anxiety. Have you ever had those issues?
I don't think that I had depression, but I think I had, I was super frustrated and just stressed out. Right before I got locked up, I had, like, 5-6 pending cases. I was mad. I think I was homicidal. I wanted to hurt somebody. I felt like that'll make me feel better.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you got that under control now?
Yeah, it's done. You know, once you go through the time and all the stress gone, I feel way better. But at that time, I was so mad at the words. Like, if you would have stepped on my shoe, I would have felt like you just tried me. I felt like I, you know, anything about said anything about me, I felt like you know what I'm saying, you threatened me. I felt like that demanded me to do something to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's just where I was at with it.
And now we see you in Vogue. They do articles about you all the time.
Yeah.
Was that something that, I know you said that you wanted to really lose the weight so you could fit into all these designer clothes.
I always love clothes, but I had got so big I couldn't wear none of the stuff that I liked. Mm-hmm. So when I was locked up, that's my whole thing. Like, I need to lose weight so when I get out, I can just wear all the stuff that I want to wear. Mm-hmm. I don't want to come out and be sagging my pants like all the young folks do. I don't want to wear all the sport trendy clothes that everybody wear. I want to come out, I want to dress and buy the stuff that I like. You know what I'm saying? Designers I like, what fit me good, what look good on me.
I saw you post a pic that day where it was you now and then a picture of you before, and you like, y'all ain't gonna tell me I ain't glow up or something.
Yeah, I stole it off somebody on Instagram. Okay. And I just got it and I reposted, but I'm like, y'all can't sit here and tell me that I ain't. And that's your motivation. You know, people have so much to say. Right. You know what I'm saying, about you. So when you come back and they see you now, it's like, now they don't even know how to take it.
Do you look at my bad, girl.
No, I'm saying, not only that. What can you say now?
Do you look at your old self and be like, man, why y'all ain't tell me?
No, because I thought I was the truth back then. I did. You know what I'm saying? When nobody telling me, like, Gucci, you ain't got it going on, like, they was still like, oh, you look good, you handsome, you know, and I was fat as hell. That didn't stop nothing. It didn't stop people from booking me. It didn't stop people from wanting to sign with me.
You're getting...
Yeah. And so it didn't make me want to change. You know what I'm saying? What made me want to change was that gaffer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was the deciding factor. It was like, the day that I got arrested, because I, like I told you, I had five or six pending cases. So once I did finally get locked up and couldn't get out with no bond, I immediately started working out because I knew I wasn't getting out. I didn't know when I was going to get out, but I knew I wasn't getting no bond. This is it. Mm-hmm. So I just straight went into, let me try to do better now. And I felt like that was going to lessen the time. I was like, I'm just going to just give nothing but good energy to this. It's just like, as soon as I got locked up, I just went into, start just planning to get out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know what they're going to say, but I'm going to be working out as if I'm finna get out in 6 months.
Did you tell them that you was a different religion, like Jewish or something, to get a better food?
No. They put me in general population with the killers and dealers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No love. But that's what I needed to see. You know what I'm saying? I don't regret nothing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even mad that I need to see that. I'm glad they ain't sent me to club, you know, the nice part. I'm glad they sent me where people dying every day because I needed to see that. Mm-hmm. That what made me get out and be like, okay, if you think you so tough, it's somebody just as tough.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they'll kill you in there. They're killing tough guys in the federal prison while mm-hmm. I was coming at every day. You know what I'm saying? That's just the talk. You know, such and such got killed yesterday. Oh, you heard them dudes went in the room and stabbed such and such up. He dead or he paralyzed or... Man, that ain't no way to live. I don't want to live like that. You know what I'm saying? And I seen that firsthand. It don't matter. You know, you can be a player. You can be a kingpin. Young boys will kill your ass just the same.
Right. Well, Gucci got to go, guys.
Oh.
Damn, I want to ask about Deborah Anthony, because you say you and Flock ain't talk, but you and Deb was always close. That's his mom. Have you talked to her?
No.
So that's not...
That's another relationship that's just ran its course.
Yeah.
Who's under your camp now?
I'm relaunching my label on the top of the year, and I'm going to start signing artists, but I don't have any artists signed right now. I got a passive interest in a couple artists.
From Atlanta?
You know, the artists that I've been had, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have no artists that I'm working with, you know what I'm saying, yet. But the top of the year, I'm going to sign some new artists.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate y'all.
Gucci Mane, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy is out today.
He's on vacation already, okay? He couldn't wait a day.
Yep, drop one of Clues Bombs for Guap. Gucci Mane coming through.
Mm-hmm. Anybody know where he's staying?
Shooting. Angela Yee, was you really shooting your shot back in the day on Big Gooch?
Listen.
You love them thugs now, Yee.
You just gotta, he just was definitely not my type. I just was confused because I never even spoke to Gucci, like, except if I saw him somewhere. So I don't know how that conversation could have taken place.
Well, Gucci was on a lot of drugs back then.
I know. I was thinking maybe he got catfished or maybe he thought.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Possibly.
Now, but it was funny.
Now, we got rumor report coming up. We already heard one great rumor for the day.
Let's hear some more.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kodak Black and Lil Yachty were going back and forth. We told you about this yesterday, about the word broccoli. Okay, Kodak Black, I guess, feels like he originated it. He was the one using it all the time. And then Lil Yachty and Drom use it for the song Broccoli. Well, E-40 actually is the person who really originated that term. And he actually posted a video on his Instagram and his Instagram page to give you a history lesson. Check it out.
Got me a baggie full of broccoli and a crooked eye. 22. I feel great. I'm mean looking, but I feel great.
He said in 1998, I made a song. He said in 1993, I referred to weed as broccoli on my song Practice Looking Hard. In 1998, I made a song called Broccoli on my gold double album, The Element of Surprise. Hashtag problem solved. Hashtag broccoli F beef get money.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Earl Stevens, a.k.a. E-40.
Right.
Salute to that guy.
Oh, yeah, his wine is pretty good, too.
Yes, I just had to hold up a bottle of his wine. I love when the OGs can come out and add a little... You know, everything's a teachable moment.
Yeah,
okay?
Nothing like some wine and broccoli.
Like Yachty and Kodak Black, y'all didn't create broccoli. Okay, y'all wasn't
around.
Using broccoli as
slang.
So
let's not argue.
Let's not even argue. Yet. No need for y'all to be fighting. Give OG E40 his credit and keep it moving, damn it.
And don't be afraid to try that Earl Stevens mango scotto. Let's pop that open. We're celebrating. All right. Stevie J got people, well, one person in particular, all upset after his interview on The Breakfast Club. Remember what he had to say? He had a lot of things to say, actually. I really like talking to Stevie J because he's so open. But here's what he said about Jocelyn. So she did attack you where you physically, like, had injuries and everything?
Yeah. She admitted to that, though. So right before the baby shower, she said she jumped
on you. Right before the Sunday and Monday fought me. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
I know you were scared because she could have lost the baby.
I mean, it's more or less like, why would her brother even put her in that situation to want to fight 9 months pregnant? You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, obviously, Jocelyn wasn't too happy when she heard about this interview, and she went on Twitter and said, when they can't control you, they try to destroy you. Get off my D, boy. I know you miss a bitch, but going up your, can I say a-hole?
A-hole?
But damn. Okay? And then she also
but
said,
damn.
And then she also said this.
One thing I know is when motherfuckers can't keep your name out they suckers, they're obsessed with you.
All right, so that's her thing.
Well, you just said you like Stevie J because he's so open. So just,
all right. Open for business.
That's what Jocelyn doing. That's their business, man.
All right, listen, go ahead. Do your thing, man.
We asked Stevie J about that, though, about the gay rumors that Jocelyn puts on him.
There's a lot
That's what everybody say when they get mad at you, though. They ain't gonna call you gay.
Oh, so I wasn't gay when you was with me.
Yeah, I wasn't gay when I was putting my fingers in your butt.
That's what we say. We say either you're gay or that you have a really small penis and you're terrible in bed.
Yes.
And you're broke.
That is a fact. Those are the three things that a woman will say.
Can you imagine if you're all three after we break up?
Drop one of Clues bombs for the guy that's suffering from all three right now. The guy right now that's broke, got a little penis, and he like things in his butt. And it's Friday. And he ain't gonna have no fun.
But all those things kind of go together. Because if your penis is small, and then you get a small one, and then...
What?
If you're broke, it don't cost no money for that.
What are you saying right now?
I'm just saying, it all works together.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Some people were upset at Future yesterday, and some people agreed with him. There was a discussion with Steve Stout, with Future, LeBron, and James Harden, and a couple other people, and here is what Future said in that discussion.
Man, top five, man, it's like, man, say that in a moment of hip-hop, like, for us, like, Tupac and Biggie. Like, Jay-Z wasn't great when Tupac and Biggie was alive. Like, it was Biggie, Tupac, Ice Cube. Man, it wasn't hot until they died. Nobody really wasn't checking
reasonable, for it. The Reasonable Doubt album is
flame. No, it's flame. It's hard. Like, it's a classic, but I'm saying at that time.
See, I understand what Future was trying to say, but I think he worded it wrong. Reasonable Doubt didn't have the commercial success, but Reasonable Doubt was red hot. Reasonable Doubt was a dope-ass album.
It was
album.
A classic in the streets right away.
Absolutely.
As soon as that album came out.
I personally didn't become a fan of Jay until the Screeches Watching movie, but everybody around me loved the Reasonable Doubt album. And people say that's probably Jay-Z's best work.
That's probably my favorite Jay-Z album. And you got to think about it. I grew up in Brooklyn, and it was on fire, like in New York, when Jay-Z put out Reasonable Doubt, even before that.
And that was Biggie's man. Big was saying Jay was like one of his favorite rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Pac even dissed Jay, so to say Jay wasn't great then is not accurate.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Yes.
Now, Charlamagne, you got that donkey coming up.
I do. I mean, donkey today is more of just a I told you
acknowledgement.
So. Acknowledgement? Yeah, this is more of when I told you so. Soulja Boy.
When things go wrong, we always need a person to say, I told you so.
Yeah, and you know I love telling somebody I told you
we
so.
We know.
Okay, Soulja Boy, you just stand right where you are, which is in front of the congregation. You've been there for a while now. We'd like to talk to you again. Donkey today, 4 after the hour. It's The Breakfast Club.
You got my soul.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, December 16th is Soulja Boy. Big homie Soulja is what they call him. Well, nobody calls him that but himself. But yeah, Soulja Boy got arrested just like I said he would. If you recall, I gave Soulja Boy Donkey of the Day just 10 days ago. I told you all that Soulja Boy is the biggest coon in hip-hop because a coon is an entertainer who reinforces negative stereotypes of black people, and nobody does that more than Soulja Boy. If you believe the false narrative that all black men are gun-toting thugs, then big homie Soulja will prove you right at any given moment. At any time of day or night, you can see Soulja Boy online thumb-thugging, saying things like he's got money on people's heads, meaning he can and will pay someone to kill you. We have all seen him make several digital death threats to various people online, waving a variety of pistols, acting like anybody can get it. I don't know what set Soulja Boy claims. I don't know if he's a broadband blood or a cyber crip. I just know that eventually karma would catch up to him. Let's flash back to 10 days ago when I told Soulja Boy how all of this was going to play out. All you're telling the universe is, I want to get shot, or I want to shoot somebody, or I want to go to jail. Soulja Boy, all you telling the universe is, I want to die. Now, I honestly was hoping Soulja Boy was going to accidentally shoot himself. Mm. Okay. Or somebody next to
in
him.
In the foot, maybe.
Yeah, just a little flesh wound. You know what I'm saying? Live on Periscope. I couldn't wait to see it. All I wanted to see was on Instagram one day, Soulja Boy is now alive. And then a few moments later, him pulling out a purple pistol and clapping himself and one of his homies. I know you're thinking, why would you wish bad on someone, Charlamagne? I'm not wishing bad on him. I'm just hoping that karma does what karma does. But see, the thing about karma is you never know what's on the menu of the Karma Cafe. You simply get what you deserve. And yesterday, Soulja Boy got what he deserved. Let's go to KTLA for the report, please.
DeAndre Way, also known as Soulja Boy, was arrested at his home right behind me around 7 o'clock this morning. It is still unclear why police officers were called out to the home, but LAPD says officers found a gun while at the home, and because the rapper is on probation, he is not allowed to own or possess a gun. Now, neighbors who I talked to say Soulja Boy has only been living in the home for a few months. They say since he moved in, there's been constant problems, and finding out that a gun was found inside the home has tipped them over the edge. They say they want him out of here.
You're on probation, DeAndre, and not allowed to own or possess a gun, but you all over social media with a bunch of guns. Now, when I gave Soulja Boy Donkey today just 10 days ago, he tweeted me and said, I need an interview, big bro. You don't know the full story behind the beefs. Everything I do is legal. Soulja Boy clearly doesn't understand the definition of legal, okay? If you're on probation and you're not allowed to own or possess a gun, then being online flashing pistols is illegal. Now, TMZ reports law enforcement sources tell them they paid a visit to Soulja's Hollywood Hills home after receiving a tip Soulja had been threatening people online with guns. A tip. AKA the police started following Soulja Boy on Instagram and couldn't believe what they were seeing, okay? The biggest snitch in this whole situation is Soulja Boy himself. You a criminal informant, Soulja, who ratted on theyself because you chose to go online and flash your pistols knowing you was on probation and couldn't have pistols on you. A tip my ass. Now, Soulja Boy got his bond. Whoa.
What?
Now, Soulja Boy got his bond and came home and he tweeted out, Quavo called the police on me. See that? How? Quavo called the police on you? Soulja, you just back to the BS, huh? Quavo called the police on you? No, Soulja, you called the police on yourself. And I told you that's exactly what you was going to do and exactly what you was going to say. Can we flash back to what I told Soulja Boy on this damn radio just 10 days ago? Okay, when the police show up to your door, don't get online talking about somebody snitching because all you did was snitch on yourself. You incriminated yourself. Kids, listen to your Uncle Charla. Okay, I'm not a psychic or nothing. I'm just grown. Everything we watching these youngins do is a rerun. Social media gives it a slightly different twist, but guys like Soulja Boy existed long before social media, okay? Bad boys move in silence. Loud, flashy individuals like Soulja Boy always get caught up and have been getting caught up since the beginning of time. If you tell everybody what you're doing, then eventually you're gonna get caught. Doesn't matter if you're telling everyone via social media or telling everyone in the street. You get what you ask for, and you get it because you ask for it. And Soulja Boy has been asking for it for months. Soulja, knock it off. Enough is enough. The universe gave you a little tap yesterday. That was a pump your brakes moment. Now, if you want to keep testing the universe, go ahead, be my guest, but you're going to end up doing a jail sentence, or even worse, getting killed, and nobody is responsible for what happens to you from here on out but you, because the only person that got you in this situation is you. And just a reminder, those who create their own drama create their own karma. Please give Soulja Boy the biggest hee-haw, please. Dumbass Negro.
All right.
I told you I saw Soulja. I didn't see him, but we was in the same venue.
Oh, you didn't see him?
Well, I didn't personally see him, but we was in the same venue last Saturday, and his manager, Theo, salute to Theo. That's my guy for a long time. He was like, yo, Soulja want to come to Breakfast Club. He going to be here in a little while. He want to meet you. I'm like, don't bring Soulja Boy near me. Okay?
But how are y'all in the same venue and didn't see each other?
I mean, I didn't see him physically. I just knew he was in the same venue. It's a big space.
Oh.
I was like, don't bring him near me. Don't bring him near this section. We have nothing to communicate about. Okay? I communicate with him through this radio. If he wants to come to the Breakfast Club and we can have a conversation, cool. But there's no need for us to talk in this venue because I don't like that kind of dumbass energy around me. Okay?
Well.
Because this is what this is. Dumbass energy.
All right. Well, hopefully this will make him learn a lesson.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, listen, man. We all learn from experience, right? That's what life is all about. Life is about learning from experience. And we have some guys who have been living off experience for a long time. The LOX coming in next on The Breakfast Club. It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. What's LOX.
She going to yak early.
Yo, it's cold out there. Time. Yeah, I'm on time. I've been downstairs waiting.
No, he was actually the last one.
No.
Most people drink Starbucks in the morning on some green tea. She going to yak straight.
Yeah, yak. Warmed up real quick.
Well, congratulations, fellas. It's
thank you, brother.
About damn time.
16 years.
Goodness gracious.
This is exciting, by the way.
Filthy America is beautiful, baby.
And from what we heard so far, we are really, really excited. It's great reception. We all like the songs that we've heard. We tried to get like a little advance of the album, but the link wasn't working.
They sent us the wrong
password. I got
password.
Five records, though.
You got five?
I got five.
Dope.
Why has it been 16 years since the last Lox album?
Because we couldn't own the masters, Charlamagne. We ain't have a situation where we can own the masters. Like, right. And shout out to all the, you know, a lot of artists, a lot of
dope
producers,
artists,
a lot of
CEOs. Offered us deals.
Offered us deals. Were interested in the Lox project throughout the years. You know, bringing things to the table. It just didn't make sense for us, to be honest with you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we know we all gonna be on each other's projects, solos. We know we gonna do D-block work. We always gonna support each other. But you don't want to keep doing something that you worked hard to get out of a situation, to put yourself back in the same sort of situation. And you know what I mean? That's what the industry basically kind of does, so we kind of wanted to own our.
You get nervous for age, though? Because y'all get to a point, it's been 16 years, so you got to recreate the Lox. You know, they know Jadakiss, they know Sheik, they know Styles P, but the Lox, you got to reinvent yourself.
They don't really
youth.
Know the Lox like
right.
that.
That's fun.
You know? Yeah, it is fun. Plus, we've been out there. We've been doing, like you said, Wu Block projects and all kind of stuff. So we still, people be hitting us with like, yo, how's the reunion feel and all that? It ain't no reunion to us. It ain't no like, yeah, I'm glad y'all getting back together. I never felt that way.
How is the Roc Nation deal structured that you guys felt like that was a great situation?
Partners with him. With the situation. Like he said, owning your masters and all that. You know what I mean? Getting your proper money off your streams and all that. All that good stuff.
Mm. Well, title exclusives.
Yeah.
All that.
Well, what's the difference between like, I guess, D-Block, the Lox, or even when y'all just individuals working on each other's projects.
It's a lot
projects.
Of people with D-Block, like artists that, you know, we're trying to put out and all kind of stuff like that. The Lox, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's with D-Block. D-Block is like a cult following with a lot of group homes and jails and unfortunately, like a lot of like, our fans are like,
Like, that's our outlet for dudes like Nino Man, Fortez, Chris Rivers, Snipe
Mox,
Life,
all them guys.
Moxburg, like, you know what I mean?
That's, it's like these, extended family.
Yeah, it's our extended
family.
Exactly. And it was like when we was coming in the game, we understood as the Lox, like, you know, from going through our situation, that you don't just want to always be the artist either. Like, you want to have something where you can say, this is mine, I'm an ownership of the label, or, you know, however it goes. But you want to put yourself in a position to be all right somehow, somewhere down the line.
I feel like with the What Else You Need to Know record, you guys answered any age-old question that a blog or interview could possibly ask in that record.
All that, because we get, did you hear the skit before on the album or not?
No, I just heard the skit, album. I just heard the song.
Yeah, same. It's you know, you're here. It's a reporter asking them kind of these questions, and we going in on them. But we get the same questions.
I mean, y'all opened up a lot on that.
No, it's some things y'all said that I never knew.
Stop,
like,
you talking about poking people, and I said, good.
We knew they stabbed people. Stop. But I didn't know that you thought the Benjamins was whack.
Yeah, when I first heard it. I told the story,
it
like,
took us a while to
coming into the studio, and him and Missy, Puff and Missy, was in there listening to it. and all three of us walked in. It was like, and that was when Missy was doing the he had, you know, with all that. I didn't really know who she was.
Right.
She had this song with
Gina Thompson.
Exactly. And, you know, she's dancing in there. And I'm like, who is this girl? She was like, yo, you spit right here. Let me hear some verse. I did a Strictly trying to, it wasn't even for that joint. Mm-hmm. She heard all of us. And she was like, yo, you going to write his verse, you going to say that, and you going to do this and that. That's how the song came about. Mm. We thought it was for us, for our record. We was like, all right, we'll put it to the side. We'll see what happens.
Wow, man, so she just took control of everything.
She might not even remember all that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So she was a co-producer on the Benjamins?
Yeah, you know.
Well, she
was in that room.
She was in that room, but she probably didn't get no credit.
So yeah. All y'all thought it was whack or just chic?
I didn't really like that beat.
One of our, if not the biggest record. Would you say of our career?
It's one of the biggest records in history. Period.
Now you did secure the bag. I like that song.
Y'all got one. That's one of your five.
But that was out already anyway too. So we could have got that.
Yeah, I didn't really like.
But Charlamagne didn't like it.
Secure the bag is dope.
I like that gritty, breathe easy, the joint I was just talking about. What you know? I like those. The secure the bag sound like.
New current, young boy stuff.
But I like when people can keep it true to like how they came in, but also just evolve and do other things too, and show that they know what's going. You know,
well, we introducing ourselves as the Lox, so we can't come in saying, you know, as off strictly off the vibe, like yo, we from the '90s, respect that.
Right.
Like you gotta respect the young boy. This day time, if they got a certain kind of music, we're gonna remain us on it. But you gotta do a joiner too, you know, respecting the times.
Did you guys let your kids hear it
in other joints?
You guys let your kids hear the album and be like, what y'all think about this? Because I know everybody's like in school.
Yeah, I swear my son just said, Dad, when I'm going to hear the album, I gotta get it. The hard album. Yeah. I'm bringing it home. Everything's so digital, I don't even have it. They'll be like, yo.
Now, kids, your son in school down south, so what do you think about the records?
He's doing a whole bunch of other stuff down there, spending money. But he probably call me tonight or tomorrow and try to do his...
His review?
Yeah.
Producing
Clark Atlanta TMZ review.
Now, Styles, the statute of limitations is up. You said on the joint you bought kilos with the Bad Boy advance.
Yeah, we did. That's part of the story, the book and all of that.
You got a book? Did.
I mean, eventually. Going to do a book and a movie, but mm-hmm. that's definitely... That's 100% fact.
Cause you know most people they get in the rap game, they like, oh, we rappers now, we good. Y'all took it right back.
We was gonna be good, but we just had to
good, but you,
flip
when
it.
When you ain't sure and you know you're already doing something and then you got friends doing it and it was a business, like a business we did for years. Like we worked jobs and had stock jobs, so it was always just
that
like
that was
a,
fresh though. That was early guys. I swear to God, I remember when we couldn't do whatever no more. It was getting to that. That's when You'll See and all that came out, and we couldn't. It was popping off. Like, and we was like, yo, we got dead.
Like, after we popped, though, when we was getting real popping, it was like, you know, this would be stupid to be.
I kept it up a little.
What album, though? What album did y'all be like, all right, we good, we don't got to do that no more?
Kiss might have stopped like 2 years ago, but.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't even think it was an album. It was like a matter of songs and cameos and videos.
The momentum just picked up so much. It wasn't.
When we got shelf though, when we was doing mixtapes, I went and got packs again. Let me keep it 1,000.
Wow. Did y'all ever have a discussion?
Mixtape thing like
during the whole Let the Locks Go campaign.
Yeah, there was no contracts and. You know what I mean? We were still stuck in the thing. You got to eat. You know what I'm saying? You already started a lifestyle. Well, so we was doing a little bit of, you know.
Did y'all talk to each other like, we got to chill out, let's all, you know, or was it just individuals, y'all doing your thing? Did you say?
Now, we was together most of the time. Uh-huh.
Doing it together?
And studios and all that. So when it was time to fall back, we was together. So it wasn't like.
All right, we got more with the Locks when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Locks in the building. Charlamagne.
What are those conversations like at Rock Nation, though? Because y'all have had classic hip-hop beefs. Y'all even talk about them on the new record.
Long conversations, especially with Hov. Like, he could go for, like, a while just chopping it up and reminiscing and telling us why we should move in a certain way and this and that. smart guy, but it'd be hours up there chopping it up.
It's interesting.
Because everybody respect each other, too. It ain't like we coming in as little guns.
Is old.
Yeah.
But it was really real with y'all, though. Like, even when y'all talking on the record, y'all wasn't just rapping. Like, y'all was really fighting.
Riding with
y'all
strap.
Had guns, exactly.
That's why I swear I was listening to you one day, listening to all y'all. He was like, yo, that ain't no real beef track. Or that ain't no real diss record. Like, is people calling these... I hate when they make them, like, the what's the one? What's the recent one? With Wale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Wale
and Kid Cudi. It's different than when we was
Wale and Kid Cudi now.
Oh no,
Wale and Cole.
I thought it was about Kid Cudi and
not to dwell on that, but it felt like they was just voicing
that
opinions.
Was like
that wasn't a fence.
I said that wasn't even a diss record.
Nah, it wasn't.
That's what it was. The media didn't make it into that.
Yeah, it was fencing.
It wasn't no words that we used to hearing in them records.
It was respectable. I mean, that's their background. I think it made sense for who they are.
It was very respectable.
It seems like now there's limitations though, like certain things you say and people get very upset. Set if you
social
take
media
it too
took
far.
Away from your originality in the studio because all I thought you would have put into that song, some of it's going to memes and videos and this and that and things of that nature.
I never remember hearing about you having a beef with Trick Trick either, Style. So you said it on the
we
had new
a little,
joint.
We had a little, had a little, had
a
little
brawl out there.
I never heard that.
A long time ago.
We ain't win that one either.
A lot of Epsom salt, a lot of alcohol.
Well, that bitch almost put me to sleep. I was like knocked out on my feet for a few seconds.
Now that's the story where they booked y'all to a club and then
Wood stayed out.
We had a show, then we was at an after party, and then we chilling all that. Then on the leave out, I get in the van. I hear all type of alarms and code tens and yo. They fighting with Trick Trick, man. I got to go back in the club, and then it was crazy. It was all his man's security versus 504. It was a crazy outnumber. It was like four of them on each one of us.
But it was respect because they could have killed us.
Yeah.
We could have not made it to the plane.
We
could have sat around at the telly. We could have never left Detroit.
It was a nice rumble.
It was like, love.
Shout out to the Detroit. I wasn't there. You wasn't there. It was a good thing I wasn't there. I needed it, man. I would have did a little better influence from there. Cause y'all don't ever roll heavy anyway. Did y'all roll heavy back then? No, we just roll the same way.
You know,
his man almost put me to sleep.
What was it over though? That was
my man Bop. I'm holding him. He's wired.
It's almost never with the artist. It's never be with the artist. It's always entourage. Always.
He bumped into
somebody. It's never really the artist doing nothing.
I tried to apologize for him while I'm holding him. Like, yeah, now my man Saucy Bomb. He cocked back. I thought he was gonna snuff him. He snuffed me.
Weighed a gun.
Yeah. I was like this, out on my feet, but with my hands up, just looking. Then Wood came and held me. Wood, my man, stayed, and we just started scrapping, and it was all big bodies and hard hitters. And
Trick Trick got all big.
My ribs was hurt, my back, neck.
We got back to the hotel.
It was crazy.
It was wild grunting. And
threw me down a flight of steps. I landed on my feet.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how I did that. It was crazy.
I'm sure y'all squashed it out.
Yeah, how'd the problem get solved? Like, it's just
I seen him in Puerto Rico one day.
Too, after Trick?
I seen him in Puerto Rico one day.
Trick?
Okay. We went over there, we chopped it up, and that was it. You know what I mean?
Because it wasn't a real beef or nothing.
Nah,
because
I respected it.
Miscommunication.
I respected being able to lead a city.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But
they follow, you know, people follow your van and you know, whatever.
I didn't like the stories that was leaving. Because I left on my feet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely lost.
I definitely lost.
I definitely was hurt. I definitely didn't have the upper hand at no point. Not one point did I have the upper hand. But I left out conscious on my feet, swinging.
No lumps or none of that. Just
no, none of that. And they thought I could scrap the people who see me like, yeah, yo, you know, so I was feeling good, but I wasn't feeling good, so.
We had a lot of them situations, y'all. God is good that we made
it.
I missed that one, but we had a lot of hands-ons.
And like,
yo, you believe it or not, like, yo, my first time meeting 50 was at the concert that he threw, the peaceful joint that
Randall's
he threw.
Randall's Island.
Yeah. Other than that, you know how much we went at each other and we never ever crossed.
It'd be like that. You said on that record, y'all would have went at it if you didn't.
Hell yeah. Back then, it was all of them. Beans and them, you name it. But, you know, the grace of God, we didn't cross no paths ever. Ever. Like, I don't know if it was meant to be.
There would have been no guns involved in that.
Y'all always used to fight.
Not with the Beans joint on the record. You said you had yours. Involved. Yeah, they had
that. Yeah, that was guns involved. Hell that would have really somebody would have went down.
Yeah. See, it's good to be able to tell the tale.
Yeah,
to
right, live to right, tell right. Yeah, you know, yeah, to talk about it. That's right.
Love the play another day.
And that got to do with, if we just backtracking about how y'all's calling stuff beef right now. It really
just
ain't.
Stay peaceful.
It really
ain't.
It's peaceful.
Nerd
it's pretty cool
peaceful,
now.
Man.
Yeah. The battles that you hear,
don't
right?
Don't waste your time, man.
Get your money, man. Pay your taxes.
Let's do it like
it's a
that,
waste
man.
Waste your time, my brothers.
Grease your feet.
Young fellas. You
I'm 56
you
years old, God. I ain't going to jail right now. You're supposed to bend it, Dad. I ain't going to jail right now. Come on, man. Imagine starting right now doing your bids.
By the Whoa, way, you terrible. Know everybody going to say, Sheik 56.
Yeah, 56. Yo, I ain't going to jail right now. People starting their bids now.
Yeah, it seems like y'all in the perfect position. Y'all get utmost respect to the lyricists.
Facts.
Y'all got money. Y'all good. Like, what else
is
there?
We beautiful. Yeah. Family is good. Kids is good. We good.
And y'all still look the same as you did.
And we look better than some of these young
dudes. That's that juice ball flow. That's that juice ball flow. Segway, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Juice is for life.
Let's talk about the juice bar.
Let's talk about it.
Since you brought it up. We didn't bring it up. Since you brought it up. Now let's talk about the juice. How did you get into juices for people that don't know?
Coming off the road. Life.
Coming off the road, you know, eating wrong, drinking,
stopping
smoking.
1-2-5th, me and Nye.
Shout out to Nye.
Yeah. So
shout out to Lee.
Shout out to my partner, Nye.
Zeb.
You
Gangsta.
Know what I mean? He had Fruits of Life in Harlem, and we just get off. That just be my hangout.
Start learning about it.
Start incorporating healthy things in my life. Like Lou said, nobody want to go to jail. Yeah. I experienced jail for doing a bullet as an entertainer, and I was like, something got to just be smarter and get smarter, and I just wanted to take care of myself better. It's bigger than the money, the jewelry, and then making it rain, and the look, and the vibe, and it's lit every day. It can't be none of that if you ain't got health, so we got to keep each other on point, get health. Like, we're going to get high, drunk, party.
And it's entrepreneurship.
So balance out. Right.
Balance I like seeing you and Ye and Envy have y'all drunk.
Can we sit down?
I got four partners.
Can we sit down?
Yeah, can we sit down?
Can we sit down so we can extend it South Carolina? Branch.
Me and Kiss been talking about this for 2 years, by the way.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, Kiss.
He's putting
we started talking
hole.
About it. Now Envy and Ye and Styles got it. What are we doing?
We making our mark this year, Charlamagne.
You already announced it. You announced it 10 months ago.
Nah, so I'm just prepping the people. You got to prep the people. You got to prep the fruits. There's a lot of prep.
You know what it is? It's about prep the fruits. It's a lot of work in this.
It is.
It's a lot of work in this.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work in this, and a lot of people, like, every day, like, I'm not, let me tell you something. I love money. I love nice things. I'm not nowhere near financially where I want to be in life. Every day somebody calls me, got the bag for a juice bar. Got the bag for a juice. I got to, you know how simple it'll be for me, boom, just take the bags. Take the bags and open up things. It's really not about that. No. Like, I don't really want to see him being preachy, real preachy. Yeah. But some, like, we in a line of working in a business where we dying and we don't even say nothing about dying. We care about Ye being with Trump. Whoever did this on social media, nobody's saying, like, yo, we dying from cancer.
Childhood
obesity. Mm-hmm. We dying from high blood pressure. Like, we ain't got to talk about it all day, but some point of the day, we got to care about this health. We got to care about these babies in our communities.
Absolutely.
Like this, and our parents and our elders. Like, it ain't, because we don't got health insurance like that. And we don't go to the doctor like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we, you know, we buy nice things and we like nice things. So, we gotta incorporate this. Like, we have to. It's like mandatory, all of us. And it ain't just about juicing. It's about being healthy and smart, period. Like Lou said, it's about telling the youth, yo, you don't want to go to jail now. It's about telling somebody, yo, eat right. Telling somebody, be aware of cancer. Telling somebody, you don't want to go to jail. Learn your publishing. Pray, meditate, eat good. Whatever you got to do, just do something good without your day and try to push it forward a
little
bit. It's
hard talking to these young man.
You know?
And it's not all about
money. They
want
to
put the
money to their head.
Nope.
It ain't
and answer
know,
the phone with the money. No health insurance. It's hard talking to the
you
man.
You say that money is collect.
Yeah, man, ain't your money. That's a collect call you made. Put that money to your head, man. Oh, come on now. They ain't got no health insurance for doing that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No dental.
Well, the album is out right now. Feel like America is beautiful. Enough said. It's the Locks. It's the Breakfast Club.